It's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America.
Donald Trump's first criminal trial is underway. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, April 16th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. The first ever criminal trial of a former president began yesterday in New York. Donald Trump is accused of falsifying business records. Prosecutors say he did it in the lead-up to the 2016 election to cover up an alleged affair with the adult film star Stormy Daniels. Lawyers started out yesterday by spending hours arguing about how much the jury should hear about Trump's sex life. The former president seemed pretty bored at the hearing, and at times he appeared to briefly fall asleep. Then it was time to start selecting a jury. More than half of the first batch of 96 potential jurors were dismissed after they said they didn't think they could be impartial when it came to judging Trump. Not a single juror was selected, so the process will continue today. For a deeper recap of everything that went down on day one of this historic trial, check out the latest episode of Post Reports, wherever you get your podcasts. Number two, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a key January 6th case today. Justices are deciding whether prosecutors were correct to charge rioters with obstruction after the 2021 Capitol attack. Defense lawyers argue that the federal charge does not apply to election results. A ruling is expected this summer, and it could undo charges against hundreds of defendants, including Trump. Two of the four charges he faces in his federal January 6th case are based on the obstruction statute. So he could try to have them dismissed if the Supreme Court rules for the rioters. Number three, House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a plan to break the deadlock on Ukraine aid. Ukraine has been waiting for months for Congress to pass more aid. It's urgently running out of supplies to keep up its defense against Russia. The holdup has been in the House, where Republicans have grown increasingly skeptical about giving more money to Ukraine. So yesterday, Johnson announced his next move. He plans to advance separate aid packages for Ukraine and Israel. Votes could come as early as this week. This is a major gamble for Johnson. Some Republicans have threatened to oust him from the speakership if he moves forward with funding for Ukraine. Number four, the armorer for the movie Rust was sentenced to 18 months in prison. In March, Hannah Gutierrez Reed was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for her role in a fatal on-set shooting in 2021. The film's star, Alec Baldwin, was handling a gun when it went off with live ammunition, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez Reed was responsible for weapons in the production, and prosecutors said that her sloppy conduct led to there being live ammunition on set and ultimately to the death of Hutchins. Alec Baldwin is also facing trial this summer for involuntary manslaughter. The world is experiencing a mass coral bleaching event. That's number five. Coral bleaching happens when reefs come under stress, starving them and turning them white. Now, in a new report, scientists say that more than 54% of all the reef areas on the planet have experienced bleaching-level heat stress in the past year. It's happening because of record-high ocean temperatures. And the overall percentage of reefs experiencing heat stress could surpass the previous record in the next few weeks. This is worrying scientists because thousands of marine species depend on corals for their survival. Number six, Caitlin Clark was selected by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
The selection last night in Brooklyn surprised no one. College basketball's all-time leading scorer was long expected to be the number one pick. But it was a big moment for Clark, the Women's Basketball League, and especially the Fever. The Indiana team finished 10th out of 12 teams in the league last season. Now, with Clark on board, they'll get a boost on the court and at the box office. Clark's first pro season will start May 14th. And it's not clear yet if she'll also join Team USA at the Paris Olympics this summer. And at number 7, ABBA, Biggie, and Green Day made it into the National Recording Registry. Every year, the Library of Congress announces new additions to its collection of important audio recordings. They have to be at least a decade old to make it into the registry. And the music has to have some kind of cultural, historical, or aesthetic significance to the nation. This morning, the library announced its 25 editions, and there's something for pretty much everyone. ABBA's Dancing Queen is probably the most well-known recording to make the cut. The list also highlighted albums from 90s artists, including the Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die, The Chicks' Wide Open Spaces, and Green Day's Dookie. You can find the full list of this year's editions in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you're liking the podcast, you should leave us a lovely review or rating wherever you're listening. Or let us know how we're doing with an email to the7pod@washpost.com. That's the number 7. Be nice. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.